All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We're actually coming to the end of Mesilas Yesharim. We have one more chapter after this one. It's good news as you can always start it again. So we left off in the red edition on page Resh Nun. So remember, again, we're speaking about the concept of Yiras Haromimus, this idea of an awe or reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a fear of punishment or not a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going out and doing anything negative to me if I don't obey Him, but rather, again, a reverence and also almost like a sense of fear, but a fear because I have the opportunity to have a relationship with something, an entity that is so great. And I don't in any way want to do anything that is chas v'shalom going to compromise the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Or the truth is my ability to have a relationship with Him. So he goes on, he says, u'b'chol sha'a. So remember he was speaking about yesterday, the Nahar Dinor. So the Nahar Dinor was the river that Daniel saw in his prophetic visions. It was a river that descended from Shamayim, and Chazal explained that it's a river that comes mizei asan shel malachim. It comes from the shvitz, from the sweat of the malachim. Why the malachim shvitzing? Ultimately, because of their sense of awe and reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on. He says, "B'chol sha sheniglei sashchina al eiza makom shiyihye yihye ra'ad v'ra'ash v'roges." And every moment that the Shechina ultimately is revealed in any place, al eiza makom shiyihye. Whenever the Shechina is revealed in some place in this world, yihye ra'ad v'ra'ash v'roges, the reaction to divine revelation is always shaking and fear. The idea is that's why whenever you go ahead and you have a revelation. For example, the greatest example we have of this is Sinaitic revelation. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and revealed Himself, there's always lightning, thunder, all different kinds of things. Humashamar HaKasov, Eretz Ra'asha, Afshamayim Natfu Mipnei Elokim. Literally, the earth itself, Eretz Ra'asha, the earth itself made noise. Shamayim Natfu, the heavens quaked before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'omer, Lu Karata Shamayim Yararata, Mipanecha Harim Nazolu. Kol Shekim B'nei Adam. So again, the Rav Chaim is making a point. The point is, every single time God reveals Himself upon the earth, every single time God reveals Himself upon the earth, the reaction, the earthly reaction is there's ra'ash, there's earthquakes, there's lightning, there's thunder. All the more so, kol shekin b'nei ha'adam. All the more so when there is divine revelation upon people. She'ra'i she'yirgezu v'yir'ashu b'yadam shalifnei Hashem omdim tamid. So we'll say, if when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself to the earth, the reaction of the physical, inanimate earth is ra'ash, is ra'ad, is this sense of trembling, is this sense of quaking. So all the more so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the more so with man. When a kosh came in Adam, she'ra'i she'yirgezu v'yir'ashu, man should quake, man should tremble, b'yadam shelifnei Hashem heim omdim, with the knowledge that we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nakeh la, now I will say again, so remember, the reflexive reaction when we hear things like this is, why am I shaking? Why am I trembling? Because I'm afraid of getting punished. Remember, that's not what the Ramchal is talking about over here. Why am I shaking? Why am I trembling? V'nakeh lahem la'asos eze davar. We'll say, I'll give you like a mashlamah davardoma. Lahavdil elef alfi rive havdolos. So what happens? A man goes out on a first date with a girl, right? With a woman. So what happens on that first date? What happens? I don't mean in the belt. I'm talking about, you know, I that's too open-ended of a question, right? So what happens? A man goes out and mamash, like, he's on his best behavior, right? Holds open a door, is so polite with conversation. Why? Because the truth is he realizes that if at the end of the day his behavior is not good on that first date, there's no second date, right? There's no second date. And then what ends up happening, so the truth is, again, kind of once the relationship is cemented, and certainly if there's marriage and many years of marriage, sometimes, again, We forget that in reality that same behavior, that same excitement that was there on the first date should really be present on every single day of marriage. What the Ramchal is saying over here is the following as well, that if I realized that I have the opportunity to stand before the Ribono Shel Olam each and every day, so that in and of itself is an incredible zechus. But what's the challenge? The challenge is that if I don't behave the right way, So says the Ramchal, so that is a slight to the Ribono Shel Olam. And again, I'm not worried about the punishment. It's not about punishments right now. but that's a slight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It diminishes the perception or the manifestation of his covet in this world, and it tarnishes the relationship. So here, in every single moment of every single day, I have the incredibly beautiful, magnificent opportunity to forge relationship. But the challenge is that that relationship is defined by every single thing that I do. And if I don't do the right thing, and we're not even talking about chet, right? I mean chet, of course, but even other things. If I don't do the right thing in that relationship, I erode the quality of that relationship. And says the Ramchal, that's scary. That's something that makes us quake. Again, not yiras ha'onesh, but yiras ha'romimus. He goes on, he says, "Behumash amar Eliphaz le'elim Iov." This is what Eliphaz said to Iov. Ma enosh ki yiske. What is man that he should merit? And how should he who is born to woman ultimately, Yitzhak, how will he ever be righteous? Hein bikdoshav lo yamin. So we'll say, if you take a look at footnote 27, Hein bikdoshav b'malachim hakadoshim. Even with the malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't go ahead and trust in them to always be good. V'shamayim lo zaku be'inav. And even the heavens, the footnote says, Tzva HaShamayim. Even the heavenly hosts do not always measure up in their behavior to the expectations of Hashem. Va'omer, hein ba'avadav lo ya'amin, o b'malachiv yasim talo, af shochnei batei chomer Hashem, afar yisodam yidakum lefnei ash. And I will say, of course, the corollary to that is that if the malachim themselves are not able to live up ultimately to the expectations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then of course man himself is unable to ever fully measure up. He goes on, he says, he just quoted Pesukim to back up the say, Kihine, al kin tzarech vaday, sheyecherot tamid v'yirash ka'adam. So we'll say, what's the bottom line from all of this? The bottom line from all of this is that Ramchal says that a person has to constantly pay attention and to constantly be vigilant to the idea that he stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyecherot tamid v'yir iskine al zeh tzarech vaday yecherot tamid v'yirash ka'adam. I have to recognize that I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, and the nature of my relationship and quality of relationship is defined not just by how I behave or how I conduct myself at particular intervals, but it's at all times. And that's the Yiras Haromimus. If I want, and we'll say, this is a very tall order. Because remember, what Ramchal is essentially doing is, he's taking the concept of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. What is Shivisi Hashem? Like the Bala Tanya speaks about this in the opening section of Tanya. God awareness. Life is all about cultivating a sense of God awareness. I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a relationship before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what I do in every single moment determines two things. How Kivod Shemayim, the honor of heaven, is perceived in this world, and the nature of my quality in the relationship with God. And anything big or small that I do has the ability to impact that in a substantive way. That's Yiras HaRomimus, because it could be a little bit overwhelming recognizing that everything I do, big or small, impacts these two areas. So let's just go a little bit right there. So he says, Kamama Eliu Af Luzos Yechar Alibi V'Itar Mimkomo Shimu Shama Baroges Kolo Zosi HaYira HaAmitis Sheroi LeIsha Bless You Sheroi LeIsha Chosid Shetia Panav Tamid. And I will say, this is the true sense of Yira, that a person ultimately who is a chassid, because remember, we're building on our stages, so we've already gone through chassidus. So someone who is truly a chassid, ultimately, again, needs to cultivate this sense of Yira, and that sense of Yira should always remain with him. So I will say, so again, Ramchal therefore explains very beautifully that this Yira Saromus, so now we've seen two different forms of Yira, right? We've had ultimately, again, Yira Saonesh, fear of punishment. Now again, that is effective as a start, meaning fear of punishment is always important, because if there are no repercussions, right, if there's no fear of any kind of onesh, then most people don't remain honest. But lemaisa, again, at the end of the day, yiras haonesh is a childlike, infantile level of behavior with God. We try to graduate to what he calls yiras haromimus, this reverence, this recognition of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my ability to have a relationship with him, and every single thing that I do impacts the relationship and impacts the divine presence in this world. But so let's just do one more line. Ach chelki hayira hazos. So we'll start this section, and then we'll continue with it tomorrow. So now in this recognition of the greatness and awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there are two parts to this. Shnayim. Ha'echot hu behova o'asit. So one part of Yiras HaRominus manifests itself in the present and in the future. Again, we'll discuss what that means. V'hasheni ba'avar. And the second part of Yiras HaRominus expresses itself in the past. How so? Behove, so how does Yiras HaRominus express itself in the present? Be'ira, behove, excuse me, hu sheyihye ha'adam yare v'doeg, amashu ose, omashu holech la'asoso. But say, you know what's interesting about Mesilas Yesharim is that to a certain degree, you could sum up the entire Sefer in one sentence. I know I'm telling you this after we've had like 130 shiurim on it. The entire essence of Mesilas Yesharim is pay attention when you live. Because the greatest mistakes we make in life are not because we're bad people, Chas v'Shalom, is not even because we don't care. It's simply because we're not paying attention to the actions we take, to the things we do. That we don't think about, we don't think about the present and future ramifications of our actions. Sometimes, Rabbi Osai, we don't even think about the present. All we think about is the moment in which we are currently engaged. So says the Ramchal, that a person should be yori v'doig amashu oseh, umashu olech lasoso. A person should literally be fearful and worrisome, but really means contemplative about what he's about to do, what he's doing, or what he's about to do. Pen yihye bo davar o pen yikonis bo eza davar asher lo lefi kavodo yisparach, because maybe he's going to do something that is not keeping in line with the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ukimoshi eskarti lamalo. So therefore, Rabbi Osei says that Ramchal, first part of Yiras HaRominus, of this reverence or this feeling of awesomeness towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, manifests itself in the present. Namely, that before I act, I have to think about again, what are the ramifications of my actions, both now as well as in the future. Is this action going to be a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or won't it be a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is this action going to advance me in life, or is it going to chas v'shalom go ahead and put me back? And Rabbi Osei, lest you say that the action is neutral, we know that's not true. Why? And as I've said to you many times, the only place... Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. The only place, right, that parav exists is in your kitchen. There is no such thing as being parav in life. Every single action puts you forward or sets you back. Says the Ramchal, that's Yiras HaRominus behove. That's Yiras HaRominus ultimately again in our present. We'll stop over here. And Merit Hashem will pick up with Yiras HaRominus be'ovar. It's the past ramifications of Merit Hashem tomorrow.